You'll ask the same question 10 times because you don't like the answer. But you don't like the answer because you don't really want the answer. You want permission to do something easier. A lot of you guys are waiting for guarantees. Like, you want guarantees in everything you do. What's the guarantee that this is going to work? What's the guarantee that I'm going to lose the weight, that my business is going to take off, that they're going to like me, that they're going to hire me, that this job is going to be forever? You guys want guarantees. You create these lists, whether they're like this paper or they're in your head, of, you know, just one more thing. I just need to have one more thing in place and then I can do this. I just need to have one more thing in place and then I need to do that. But that's why you don't get anywhere. That's why you stare at a PDF document of all the things you're going to do for your business for 3 months and you still haven't made any money. That's why you look at the workout that you're planning on doing and the equipment you're going to buy for your garage and you're still fat while you're eating a bag of Doritos wondering when you're going to lose the weight. You haven't done anything. You keep reading the magazines. You keep watching the videos. You keep writing things down. You go to bed and you make your lists, but the lists get longer and your output becomes less. Like, you'll ask the same question 10 times because you don't like the answer. But you don't like the answer because you don't really want the answer. You want permission to do something easier. You know, you hold back on everything. It's no wonder your life is a dumpster fire. You keep bringing that, like, you cannot create the life that you want by constantly looking behind you about all of the and trying to see all the things or make sure you don't have all the things that you don't want. You keep going, I don't want any of that. And then you look that direction and wonder why the fuck it shows up. And I get this, oh, you know, Spartan, you don't understand my circumstances. I don't care about your circumstances. I don't care about your circumstances, and neither should you. Like, you think you're special. You think you're some magic little snowflake. There are people out there that have done 100 times more than you, starting in 100 times worse situations than you could ever imagine. Like, you just keep lining up your validations. You just keep lining up your list of things to do. You make your to-do list longer every day, but you don't execute. Or you go, I am, but I almost have this polished. I almost have that polished. I'm working on this program and it's almost done. Once it's done, then I'm going to execute. I just have to wait for these dumbbells to show up and then I'm going to start my workout. I'm just waiting for, you know, the right time and this opening at this restaurant so I can sit down with this girl and have a real date with, like, fuck, you line up tasks just so you don't have to take the risk. What you really want are the guarantees. None. There aren't any. None. You want guarantees? Go to a fucking store. Go to Costco. Go to Best Buy. Life has no guarantees. Not a single one. You know, I hear it all the time. What guarantee do I have is that this is going to work? I even get people ask, oh, what guarantee is it that this coaching program is going to work? Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. That's your guarantee. Like, you guys, you will spend $5,000 a month on supplements and bullshit IVs and oxygen rooms and saunas and red light therapy and rubber bands around your forehead. Like, I don't know what the fuck you guys come up with. All these random health things that show up on your cell phone just to avoid getting some disease, except you spend your entire life looking behind you at that disease, hoping it doesn't show up and you fucking die from that disease. There is nothing more powerful than the words that you say inside your head. You can disagree all you want. Go inside, look in your mirror and tell yourself you're going to die of a terminal disease every day for 30 fucking days. And every single one of you guys just went, I wouldn't do that. Why would I do that? That's stupid. The same reason that you should do it on the other side of the equation then. If you believe that that's stupid and it's going to cause problems, then you better understand that it works on the other side too. The inverse is also correct. Where if you say something amazing, positive, if you constantly are telling yourself that you're a savage, you're a beast, you're powerful, you're strong, and you constantly emulate all the people around you that conduct themselves in that way, and that's all you focus on, that's all you see, that's all that you do, and that you govern yourself accordingly, that all you want to do is level up every fucking day. If that's all you do, that's all you're going to get. But you guys are busy looking at all the problems and going, I hope that doesn't happen to me. And then it does, and you question why, and you blame the fucking world. Like, I see people, they'll spend every day obsessed on all these details in business. Like one of my companies is the Inner Circle. It's a business coaching program. And I mean, I've had people that have made 50 grand in a day, 2 days after they started with me. And I have people that are still trying to figure out how to work a PDF because they're not actually executing. They're worried about all the details instead of just squeezing the trigger. Like they'll spend all this time going, it's almost perfect, coach. I almost got it done. I have people sending me messages. I just got this one more thing I'm going to do, and then I'm going to join your program. A year later, they're still in the same spot wondering why they're living in their mom's basement or turning every penny three times and struggling and going, well, this business thing just isn't for me. I guess I'll go back to the job I hate. You keep looking for guarantees and you keep lengthening the list of shit that needs to occur before you execute. That's your problem. That's your problem. You're not willing to take risks. You want it perfect. You know, you line up, you spend 3 months writing things out about a business that you want to do, and someone who hasn't done any of that blows by you in a week and a half just because they fucking started. They're not lucky. They don't tell themselves all the bad things that are going to happen. They don't have this negative self-talk where they worry about everything. God, you guys, and you're worrying. That worrying is so toxic because you do it. It destroys your self-confidence. It destroys your self-worth. It prevents you from taking risk, and it compounds. And the more you worry, the worse it gets. The worse it gets, the more you worry. You're bringing all this stuff into your life, and you just refuse to believe it. Like, what are you talking about in your head? What are the conversations in your head? Like, for a lot of you, they're negative as fuck. Like, you guys obsess and worry and wonder why all of this shit you're worried about shows up. Oh, I was really worried that I would lose my job. Bam, fired. I'm really worried that this business isn't going to work out for me. Boom, it doesn't work. Oh, I'm really worried that this workout isn't going to work so well. Bam. Oh, God, I'm worried I'm going to get injured when I do this. What happens? You brought it. Like, you are bringing into your life everything you think and talk about, whether you like it or not. If you don't agree, that's on you. Because I promise you this. If you actually subscribe to the thought that what you think about and talk about, you bring about, and you saw it just once because you fucking paid attention, because it's happening every day regardless in your life, but you actually saw it on the positive just once, you'd control every single thought. You'd conduct yourself completely differently, but you don't, because all you're doing is looking for negative. Like, you spend your life in just pure discomfort. You're so uncomfortable because you're worried about everything. Like, listen, if you're not where you want to be, stop looking out. Look at yourself and the conversations you have with yourself all day. The human being has 60,000 thoughts a day, give or take. That's no big deal. None of that matters. What's disconcerting is that most people have the same thoughts today as they had yesterday, and the thoughts they had yesterday were negative. And they're wondering why their life sucks, because you keep telling yourself that it does. Like, God, if you see something, you want it, you need to do it, you want to execute on it, gym, car, girl, guy, whatever it is, how long does it take you to make a fucking decision? Listen, I'm sure there's some people out there, they're like, well, my dad told me, I go look at it once, and then I come back, and then I go look at it again, and I come back, and then I go look at it again, blah, blah, blah. They spend a year looking for a car. Well, a year later, that car is 10 times the price because you burned so much energy looking for the deal. Just so we're clear, there's always another bus that's going to come by. There's always another deal. Let's buy the car, squeeze the trigger, start the business, ask the guy or girl, start the workout, stop thinking about risks, start taking some. Like, repetition is the mother of skill, but you guys are repeating things on that are so catastrophic for your life and then wondering why your life blows. Like, you repeat worry all day, you repeat denial, you repeat fear, but you're repeating garbage and you're wondering why your life is garbage. Like, when am I going to like it, Spartan? You're never going to like it. It's uncomfortable. If you want to grow and evolve, it's going to be uncomfortable. And then what happens is a lot of you guys go, oh, I'm just going to pivot then. This isn't really working for me. How long were you in the game? A month? Well, yeah, but I have a buddy of mine and they made all this money. I have a buddy of mine and they got really fit. And they did it in the same amount of time. That's because they weren't sitting there shit-talking themselves all day about all the catastrophic events that are going to occur. All they did was go, I'm going that direction. I know I'm going that direction. God forbid there's anything in my way because I'm going to mow them the fuck down. And that's all they see. I knew when I got out of the hospital. I knew. Not even when I got out. When I woke up When I opened my eyes and I saw my wife there, and she goes, "Hi, my babe," I knew I was going to be on top of the fucking world. I knew I was going to lead this planet. I knew I was going to create a movement that was going to change the fucking world. I knew that I was going to scorch the earth. I knew that I was going to be like captain of this whole fucking thing. Captain, fucking admiral, president. I don't care what you think. It's what I think. See, that's what you guys are worried about. You're worried about people going, "Oh, listen to this guy." Except the only people saying that are the people at the bottom hating on everything you're doing, because I've never met a hater, not once, that's doing better than me. Not once. How many of you fucking haters have a $300,000 watch? None of you guys. And you guys will go, "Oh, a big fucking deal." Yeah, but you're still at the bottom because you're so worried, or you're still waiting for the right time, or you come up with validations as to why it's not the right time to start. And yet your neighbor probably has less, who doesn't even own a car, decided to start a business, and they just told you they bought their first private jet. You guys are so worried about the dumbest shit, and you spend all your time lengthening the list of things that are going to get in your way just so you don't have to execute and take the risk, because the risk comes with consequence. Because you think you have to like it. And then you pivot when you don't like it. I'm just going to do something different. But if repetition is the mother of skill, and you keep making a pivot every time you don't like something, how are you going to ever get any better? You're not. You're basing everything on your feelings. Who the fuck cares about your feelings? You know, I walked out into the gym today. I was sick. Really, like, I felt off. I felt clumsy and my stomach was upset. I felt foggy. I just didn't feel right. Like, something was definitely wrong. I didn't obsess about it. I worked out. And some pussy is going to be like, "Well, you know what you should do is really pay attention, then maybe go to urgent care. Maybe get some pills." But that's what you want. You think there's some pill or some app or some AI or somebody's going to do it for you and then hand you all the answers so you don't have to think of anything. And then you think whatever it is that you look for, that AI or that coach or that thing that shows up in your, that's what you want. And then when it shows up, it's going to do all the work for you. And then everything's just going to be fine. Except when you get the plan, when you get the blueprint, you still have to do the work. You strap on a parachute, you're at 10,000 feet, the door opens, you're the one that still has to jump. Like, you guys make lists of everything you can think of just to keep from taking the risk. And then you blame the program, or you blame the job, or you blame the workout, or you blame the trainer, you blame your parents, you blame somebody except the person you see in the mirror. Like, you keep making excuses and playing it safe. That's why I never play safe, ever. I take every risk I can. My first coaching program, I didn't even have the money. I drained every fucking dollar I had out of every bank account I could just to pay for it. Courtesy of that first program, I became a multimillionaire because I paid attention and I helped my family and I give them the life that they deserve instead of sitting on a couch. Not even that, like, a lot of you guys don't deserve to sit on the couch. Get your big ass off the couch. You don't deserve to sit there. And you take offense to that, but you know I'm right. The only reason you're offended is because you know I'm right. But if you just think about this, listen, I don't mean hate on it, but you're going to take it that way. If you're sitting, there's a couch right over there. If you're sitting on that couch at the end of your day because you're like, "God, I'm so tired and I hate my job and I'm so frustrated because this isn't the life I want. I fucking hate my body. My kids don't listen to me. You know, my dog keeps chewing on my furniture. My wife and I haven't had sex for 8 months. It's just a miserable life and I'm stuck in this deadbeat fucking life. I'm going to sit on the couch and binge watch television." You haven't deserved the couch. Don't tell me you have. And yet you've been promising your family a different life, going, "Someday it'll be better, babe." Yeah, you don't deserve that couch yet. Are you where you want to be? If the answer is no, get the fuck off that couch, stop making lists, and start taking risks. But you get offended, going, "Well, everybody needs a break." No, you don't deserve it yet. You haven't earned a break yet. And then you keep making excuses so you don't have to because it makes you feel better for quitting. But yet your family looks at you and goes, "Yeah, when's this guy going to get off his ass and do his fucking job? How about you do something for someone else for a change?" You ever think about that? Do something for someone other than yourself. Maybe your family. Like, you talk to yourselves in terms of risks and losses. I never do that. Even if I do, God, I've woken up so negative. I'm negative almost all the time. But it's fleeting. I mean, we're talking a fraction of a second. And then I call myself out. "The fuck are you doing, Spartan? Look at what you got. Look at what you've done with one lung. Look at what you've done when everybody bet against you. Look at the badass marriage you've got when you guys were about ready to choke each other out. And now you're best friends. Look at your amazing kids, your amazing life. Look at your fitness and your health. Look at your businesses, not one, multiples. I live my life with my best friend, and she's hot as fuck. My wife is amazing. My kids are incredible, and we own businesses. Why? Because I took a bunch of risks. I didn't make lists and go, I'll do it one day. I'm going to be 51 in a month. I don't have time to not take risks. I don't care if you're 20. Take risks. All of them. All of them. Like, I just don't sit there and try and come up with reasons as to why I should think negatively in this point, at this point in my life, why I should worry about this stuff. No. Worrying is like praying to God for a catastrophe to happen. Why would you do that? Nobody would ever do that. But you guys are always looking behind you going, God, I'm going to just, that's even how you set goals. I'm going to do this. So that never happens, except you're always looking at that, which is exactly what happens. Yeah, you never thought of that, did you? God, it's... When something negative shows up in my mind, I immediately start thinking of all the shit that I want my life to look like. And then it's always, this is going to happen. And then that's all I think about. That's it. Like, you have got to learn how to like every risk and every action you don't like to do. All the shit you don't like to do, you have to learn how to love that, to go into that every time and go, I know what's on the other side of this, everything that I want. Like, that is how you solve and demolish every problem in the world. You want to solve every problem in the world? Somebody's going to be like, oh, listen to this guy. Yeah, this is how you do it. Go head first into all the shit that you don't like and solve it. That's how you demolish and annihilate every problem in your life. You guys are always running away, listing off risks. Oh, what if this happens? What if that happens? It's going to happen because that's what you're doing. Like, you think there's some magic plan that's going to show up and do all the work for you. Look in the mirror. Like, look at yourself. Look at yourself. Stop looking around for the next thing and ask yourself, how? How are you speaking to yourself? Like, most of you wake up in the morning looking for something easier. Look for harder. When someone goes, what's the easiest way to get abs? What's the easiest way to make $1 million a year? What's the easiest way to do this, this, this? I don't even let them in my program. I won't. I don't want you. Unless you and I can have a conversation and I can point you in the right direction and go, listen, let's start hunting down the hardest shit we can find, because the other side of that equation is everything you want and you'll never forget. But you guys wake up. I want something easier. You ask for help before you even try it. You ask for help when you don't even need it yet. You just never tried. You're so afraid of failing that you ask for help in advance. Dude, that's a bitch move. Like, you expect answers to your problems, even though you spend most of your day shit-talking yourself and seeking approval and acceptance from people that don't matter on a phone. The universe rewards you for your work and your output. If you don't have the reward, it's because the universe said you're not doing the work. Like, do you even have a plan for your day? That's the question. You should ask that. Do you even have a plan for your day? Every day should end with real progress, real measurable progress, not some manufactured bullshit where you're like, today I felt better and I sang a kumbaya around a fire. Did you actually get something? Did you hug your wife one more time? Did you earn one more dollar? Did you send one more message? Did you talk to one person kindly? Did you, like, literally stack everything you can? Did you do one more than yesterday? If you do not have progress, if you don't have a plan that's measurable, that where every day you are advancing in comparison to yesterday, there's no such thing as stagnation. You go backwards. You can't stay in one place. It's either forwards or backwards. That's it. Because forward progress is what, that's what gives you self-worth. It's what, if you have a purpose, you move forward. That forward motion gives you self-worth, self-confidence. It gives you all of the things you need to keep fucking going. And it builds and it compounds in the right direction. When you don't, when you end your day, like most of you guys do, knowing that you filled it with lies and excuses and noise just so you didn't have to do anything, your self-worth, your self-confidence takes a beating. And then you do it again the next day because now you don't have the confidence to jump headlong into everything you know you need to do. So you make a list and then you do it again tomorrow. A year later, you're like a cockroach running around the outside of the room, scared of the fucking lights. Like, worry takes over. You think about everything that's not working. You play out all of these failures in your head. When you start to do that, you keep stacking failures instead of wins. You know, every morning, what do you do when you open your eyes? Before I even open my eyes, I start layering nothing but wins. I stack wins every single morning. I feel my wife, she'll rub my back sometimes, wake me up in the morning. And I think, I'm laying next to this beautiful woman who just loves me, who I absolutely adore. I'm in this house, big, beautiful home. Oh, we have air conditioning. We have heat. I'm in this giant soft bed. I'm getting up and I have the strength to get out of bed. I have one lung that's doing the power of two. It's doing the work of two. I have a powerful body. I have an unstoppable mindset. I got two great kids. I got a business that makes millions of dollars. I have beautiful cars. We have a plan. We have a life. We can do everything. We have our health. My eyes work. My heart works. My hands work. My feet work. And people go, oh, your gratitude. Fuck your gratitude. It's more than that. I'm stacking wins. I won because somebody is going to go to bed tonight and not wake up tomorrow. And they didn't know. So they said, I'd do it tomorrow. And then they looked at their list of all the things they have to avoid and all the risks they can't take and all the reasons why they can't do it quite yet. I have to wait until I have more. Once I have a little, I just need to earn a little bit more money and then I'll invest in that. I just need to do a little bit more work and then I'll do that. I just need to lose a couple more pounds and then I'll go to the gym, which is still fucking weird when I hear people say that. I just need to, you know, I need to have, you know, I'll just wait till my kids are gone and then I'll start doing it. The best one is I'll wait until I have a little bit more money and then I'll invest in a program that makes me more money. You're stupid. It's never going to happen. Because if you don't do it at 10 grand, you're not going to do it at 100 grand. You're sure as fuck not going to do it at a million, even though you have all this money. Because you'll always be worried that it won't be enough. Because you keep coming up with reasons why, well, I just want to give it a little bit more of a chance. I still want to stack this. I still want to do that. You come up with reasons to not execute because you don't want to take the risk. When you refuse risks, when you say just another month, just another week, when I have a little more money, a little more time, when the kids are older, you know, like when you refuse risk, you live your life as a coward. You die 1,000 times before you actually die. What a fucking waste. Like, you die over and over again. And the more you do that, the more risk you avoid, the more of that occurs, the weaker you become. And you know you're doing it. You know you're doing it. Somebody listening to this right now, listen, you choose to watch this or not. You choose to watch this. You choose to leave. You choose to be like, fuck this. I don't want to listen to this guy. You choose to watch the video, listen to the podcast, whatever. You choose to leave. You know, and then you leave and you go spend all day on Netflix or playing games or trolling me, anyone else on social media. Except the beauty of all of this is I can reach the world with one simple video like this. If I help one person, I won today. And so did you. So if you're here and you're seeing this all the way through and you're watching this entire thing, you're listening to this entire thing, I show up to give these lessons as often as possible. I never fucking miss because I do it for the people that stick around and I love you guys for that. Because that means you want to progress forward. You want growth. You want to be better. You want to be the best version of yourself. That's who watches this. Like, you're building yourself from the inside out, and a lot of you guys are looking at it going, what around me can help me, can level me up? Nothing. Like, I do this every day. I have become a completely different person when I open my eyes in that hospital. I am not the same. I died in that fucking hospital and the person that came out is me. Because building myself from the inside out, I can pass that on to my wife, to my kids, to the people around me, to the people that work for me, to my clients, to my friends, to everybody and anybody. It makes me a superpower that I can go out and I can give all of this to everybody I can because I'm the example. Because I'm showing you exactly how I did it. Like, this is how I did it. Everybody's watching. Everybody is watching right now. But mostly the people in your circle, your family, your wife, your kids, they're watching you. And they're listening to your words and they're watching your conduct and your energy. That's what they see. The words are just the words, but your energy and your conduct, that's what they see and that's what they're going to emulate. Like, I want people to have the same badass life, the same fucking power that I have in my life. Like, I had to go to hell and back to get here. I had to go through every possible catastrophe to get to this stage of my life. And I pass these lessons on to you guys and the people that listen and apply them and take my teachings and apply them to become a better person, to level up their life and to have the money, to have the family, to have the body, to have the mindset. So that they become absolutely unstoppable. Do you have any idea how unstoppable I am? Because that's all I think about. I don't think about anything other than I'm going that direction and I pray nothing gets in my way because I'm going to go right the fuck through it. But I pass those lessons on to you guys because when you go through catastrophe, like, I mean, I woke up in a hospital missing a lung after going through cancer surgery, my wife in tears when they locked her out, my kids, my son sleeping in our room to protect my wife because he's like, I don't want you to be alone, to protect my wife because he was scared because that's our life. And I came out, rolled out in a wheelchair with a bag of prescriptions and them going, too bad, enjoy your miserable life. And everybody betting against me. And for 30 months, I've shown up and I've become this. And I show how I put myself through hell. Like I went through the hardest fucking things to be here. Because I never quit, because everything that tried to break me made me. Because I look at my wife and I look at my kids and I go, they deserve everything I've got. If I'm doing this level of work and I think I don't deserve to be on the couch, and most of you don't either. But those are the lessons you guys are avoiding. I want this to be hard. What have you ever learned and retained that was easy in your life? What? Nothing. Nothing. The struggle is what etches the lesson and the blueprint into your fucking soul. And you never forget. The only reason it's ever hard is because you want it to be easy and you take the easy way. Like you are under, you have control over so many things in your life and you keep giving that control away to everything around you going, well, I don't control it. I can't. It's not my fault. They did it. It happened. This happened. That happened. I never once looked at myself in the hospital and, well, whose fault? Who the fuck am I going to blame for cancer? It doesn't matter if it's someone else's fault. It's my problem to solve. And that's where a lot of you guys are struggling is you're like, yeah, but I don't want to solve this problem, but I want everything on the other side of that fucking rainbow. You're not doing it. You're not doing the work. See, the minute you want the easier way is the minute God in the universe says you're not deserving it. You owe and you haven't paid. You're not progressing every day. You're regressing every day. Like I show up every day because I want to give these lessons to you guys because I give a shit. Like you want the work done for you. Except the problem is this, when you want easy and you want the work done for you, you want someone to hand you the blueprint and then do the work for you, but give you the results. The next problem that shows up burns your life to the ground because you have no idea how to handle it. And you keep stacking those. I'm going to just take this shortcut. And shortcuts are great. I love shortcuts. You still got to do the work. Shortcuts exist all over the place. But when you do those in lieu of doing the work and learning the lesson, you didn't learn the lesson. The next time something shows up and there's no shortcut, you're fucked. Like I show up giving lesson after lesson after lesson. I have so many testimonials of people who've been with me, been on my programs, clients, people I've given advice, patients. It doesn't matter. I have thousands of testimonials who are just literally stacking wins because they're applying this stuff to their life every day. None of that is going to happen. The life you want, all of these victories that you wish you had, none of that is going to happen if you're constantly looking behind you at your little list of risks and fear-based risk avoidance bullshit that you keep stacking. None of it's going to happen until you stop looking at that and you go, where's the first place that I need to jump? And then just go do that.